Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Murder by Natural Causes, written by Helen Erickson and read by Natalie Peeler. For Espen. Somewhere out there, in the future, is the day of your death. One day, it will become an anniversary. The day you died. Almost certainly, you don't know when that day will be. It just lurks quietly, patiently, waiting for you to arrive. Or maybe it doesn't. The future is fluid. It's not written in stone. The date of your death is not preset, which sounds comforting until you realise that what this actually means is that you are always standing on the edge of the abyss. At any moment, you could fall into its depths, or be pushed. These were the thoughts that were running around Morris Malinowski's head as he lay fully clothed on his bed, stout and sweating. Perhaps not his exact thoughts. He was feeling rather anxious, so his own internal dialogue was a little crazier and more disjointed than this. But it all came back to the same thing. Whether the date of his death was preset or not, he would still do his best to avoid it if he could. He was currently wrestling with the decision of whether to take a cab or the tube to the airport. The cab was ordered and would arrive at 6 a.m. Yet there was something disconcerting and vulnerable about sitting in the back seat of a car driven by a stranger. In whose employ might that stranger be? Vlad had people everywhere. Perhaps the tube was a safer choice after all. An hour later, he sat in the third carriage of a Piccadilly Line train, which had slowed to a snail's pace on its approach to Acton Town. He was trying and failing to quell the surge of panic which rose in his throat as the train came to a grinding halt. He closed his eyes in an attempt to bring his fear under control. Tubes often stopped on their approach to Acton Town because it was a busy junction. Vlad might have people everywhere, but he was not in charge of the London Underground. The carriage shuddered back to life and moved slowly forward. Morris opened his eyes. Without further delay, the journey from Acton Town to Heathrow Terminal 2 would take approximately 25 minutes. Ample time for Morris to reflect on the choices that had brought him to this point. Playing in the £10 game at the TGR's club had seemed like a reasonable idea at the time, a way to get his foot in the door. He was a competent bridge player. Nothing special. But he knew that his losses were unlikely to extend beyond a couple of hundred for an afternoon's worth of cards.